Hello, I have an invitation to tea with the Queen.
Yes, Emma's been expecting you. Please come in.
I have a question for you. Do you nap on the weekend? I do. But also, I nap every single day. Napping. I mean, you might go, what's this got to do with business, Emma? Trust me, it's got a whole lot to do with business. I had a client and on her onboarding call, I said to her, we do our monthly sessions and then you can get me via this app. The only times you might struggle to get me, but I'll get back to you, is between 12 and 2 on a weekday. And she's like, why is that? And I'm like, I nap between 12 and 2 on a weekday. And she's like, what? I'm like, I have a nap between 12 and 2 on a weekday. Now, this opened up a whole conversation about why I nap, what is the benefit to napping, what does that actually look like for me, and I'll tell you what happened to her. So here's the story. I got COVID, like most of us, and it turned into long COVID, and I was feeling cruddy. I was about to run a four-day retreat for, I don't know, 15 women, and I had to enact my plan B. I zoomed in from my house while I had COVID for certain segments of the retreat. Obviously, when you have COVID, you need to rest. And that was February. And by May, I just was not feeling right. I knew there was something else going on. So I took myself off to the doctor and I said, what's going on? Do I have long COVID? What does it look like? Now, they didn't know a lot back then. So he was like, yes, you've got long COVID. And I said, what do you recommend that I do? He said, I recommend you do nothing. I'm like, what do you mean by nothing? And he's like, I recommend that you rest all you can and basically do nothing. And I said, I've got three kids and a business to run. And how might I do that? Anyway, he was unhelpful. I then found a naturopath because I was like a dog with a bone with this. I'm like, I should not feel this tired. And ladies, here's the thing. We know our bodies the best, right? We have to advocate for our bodies. And so if you know something's not quite right, you need to look into that. So I went to a naturopath. Her name is Susan Hunter. She's amazing. You can look her up on Instagram. And I said to Susan, I think I've got long COVID. I probably need a little bit of help. And she said to me, Emma, I've seen this before. I think you might have glandular fever. I'm like, wow, just from a conversation about how I was feeling. She's like, but let's get some blood tests and let's see what is actually happening. So we got the blood tests and lo and behold, it was confirmed glandular fever. The glandular fever was triggered by COVID and I was just feeling a mess. So Susan got me on some supplements and she also did the whole you need to rest. And I'm like, okay, can we talk about what that actually looks like? Because three kids, business, busy life, la, 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 la. And she's like, can you nap? I'm like, yeah, I could nap. And so for that year, Serena, who is my business manager, we whittled my diary down. So the only thing that I was doing was delivery, no business development, no extra tasks. And she popped a nap in my diary, a couple of hours between 12 and 2 in my diary every single day for me to nap. And it was glorious. And I did this every single day. Every single day. One of my strengths is discipline. So if you give me a process, I'm very disciplined, I will just follow through on that. So I napped every single day. I took my supplements. I did all the things that Susan had asked me to do. I didn't do any exercise. I didn't go walking. I just allowed my body time to heal. Fast forward 9 or so months and I was feeling so much better for the rest. And I thought to myself, why would I stop napping? I actually really love getting in bed and having a nap. And so I decided to keep napping. So now it's been a couple of years and I still nap every single day. I still nap every single day. There are so many benefits to napping. And I think the trick that I had to get over was giving myself permission to nap during the week and not feel like I was slacking off. And so there are a few things I put in place to allow my routine to do this and my body and my head to be okay with it, right? So first of all, we put my nap in the diary, somewhere between 12 and 2 every day. 12 and 2 because I didn't want to ruin my evening sleep and I've always been a really good sleeper. It's like you have lunch, you can have a nap, you can have a little lay down, whatever it is. And there's so much neuroscience that backs up napping. I read an awesome book called Rest, which is not necessarily about napping. It's about doing more of the things that you love. But rest is so important. And what I discovered was I was much more clear in my head when I woke up. When I'd had heavy coaching days, because I do one-on-one coaching, people have different things that they bring to me. So after a couple of those, I needed a way to allow my brain to process what had happened during the day. And a nap was the best way to do that. It allowed my brain to stop thinking and it allowed me just to have a little sleep. And it allowed me to wake up and feel refreshed and productive for the afternoon. Someone said to me, but what happens if you can't nap? Don't worry. Don't put pressure on yourself to nap. I use an app called Tide, which is rain music. And I just put that on and I set my timer and I just lay down. And what goes through my brain at that point is, am I tired? I might nap. Or if I'm not tired, I'll just rest. I'm just letting my body and my brain rest. And that has been the best thing that I could have done. Now, it took me a while to get there. Obviously, it was triggered by me not feeling very well. And I have kept up the naps and the rest because I think it's really important. So much more productive. Back to my client. What do you think she does now? We've been working together for almost 3 years and she said to me, Emma, you gave me permission to nap. And I'm like, did I? She's like, you were just role modeling it. You didn't even know what you were doing. And then I thought to myself, well, if she can do it and have a successful business, why can't I? And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, you influence people by how you turn up and what you do. And a nap is just part of my non-negotiables. Sometimes when I'm feeling good, I will lay down for 10 minutes instead and then I'll go for a walk in the sunshine because that's really important as well. But my question for you is, do you give yourself permission to nap? A lot of people give themselves permission to nap on the weekends and I still nap on the weekends. But a lot of people are like, I don't have time to nap. But then my question for you is, how productive are you during the day? My days are pretty full. So my mornings are pretty full and that's when I make my best decisions. That's when my willpower is strong. That's when I know I'm showing up as the best version of me. If I didn't have a rest or didn't allow my brain to have a little break during the day, actually, I don't think I'd be the best coach human being possible. So there's enormous benefits to napping and I would encourage you all to give it a crack. Even just like do it for a week, just do 10 minutes, 10 minutes, lay down, put on some meditative sound and try and have a nap. And if you cannot nap, just rest 10 minutes. That's all it takes. Let me know how you go. I'm so keen to hear. Should we start a nap movement? Naps are okay. Thanks for listening to Tea with the Queen. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help to get the word out. For more about me, please visit emmamcqueen.com.au and I look forward to your company next episode.